The inability to show up creates more than just a physical absence. It also means an absence of opportunity as well as achievement. When students miss days of school, they miss out on learning, they fall behind their classmates, and develop negative long-lasting habits. A new report reveals the serious level of school absenteeism in New Jersey and steps schools need to take to deal with this problem. The report is Showing Up Matters, the state of chronic absenteeism in New Jersey, and it was released by Advocates for Children of New Jersey. First guest this week is here to discuss the findings of this report. She is their executive director, Cecilia Zalking. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
And the website is acnj.org. You can see, again, the report Showing Up Matters, the state of chronic absenteeism in New Jersey. And just as a baseline, Cecilia, when we say chronic absenteeism, what level are we talking about? How many days does that entail?
Chronic absenteeism has been defined as students who miss 10% of school or more a year. In New Jersey, that's 18 days a year because we have a 180-day school year, or 2 days per month.
And according to the findings, more than 125,000, or about 10% of New Jersey's K-12 graders, were considered chronically absent. And there are, out of all the school districts in the state, 177 school districts had 10% or more of their K-12 chronically absent. That's a significant problem.
Yes, I think it is a very significant problem. And it's important to point out that chronic absenteeism is different than average daily attendance. So schools report on attendance generally for the classroom and the school, but the chronic absenteeism data gets down to the level of the student, who's absent and how often. So it really is a way for districts to look at how they can work with those kids who are missing out on school.
Do we know what these absences are chalked up to illness, or is it, this sounds ridiculous, but just think back, if you've been shopping during the middle of a day on a school day and you'll see a parent with a school-age child with them, you might think, they're probably a homeschooled kid, and that's a wonderful thing to get out and get to do something. No, there are parents who are just, like it or not, oh, I just have too much going on. I can't take my child to school today.
Well, I think, you know, that is exactly what happens. I think when we look at absenteeism, we're talking about excused and unexcused absences. And you have the whole gamut of reasons. You know, you have families who take a vacation, take their child with them. You have families who have a doctor's appointment and take their child out of school. Or where there's a struggle for whatever reason to get to school that day. We worked with a superintendent in Woodbine who talked about the fact that she noticed in her district that attendance dropped on rainy days. And the kids, you know, were having trouble getting to school when it rained. There's a walking school district, and parents did not bring their kids to school. She solved that problem by getting some rain gear, getting some umbrellas, and kind of eliminating that barrier to school. You know, whatever the reason, I think it's important that parents understand how important school is.
And certainly the students, too. An odd thing with the survey, it seems like the highest rate of absenteeism, strangely enough, between K through 12 is the K and the 12.
Yes, that was a surprise to us. We've described it as the U-shaped curve and discovered that other states who've looked at absenteeism have seen the same pattern. It is kindergarten has the highest level of absenteeism, although absenteeism in K through third grade is fairly high, and grades 11 and 12 have high levels of absenteeism. You know, I think there are different reasons in those grades as to why kids are absent. Our focus was on kindergarten. That sets the threshold for success in school. And, you know, if a parent says, well, it's just kindergarten, it's not important, and keeps their child out of school, first of all, they are missing out. That is the foundation of school. And second, it kind of sets a mindset for the rest of school.
And really the rest of life, if you develop these habits of, well, skipping a day here and a day there, no big deal, you're not going to last long in a lot of working places.
That's true. I think you're absolutely right. It sends a message that we should not be sending.
Talking with Cecilia Zalking, Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. We've just released a report, Showing Up Matters, the state of chronic absenteeism in New Jersey, which you can read in its entirety. It's not a heavy-duty report, but it has its details and its wake-up calls, acnj.org. You can download a copy and read it at your leisure and even discuss it with your school, or if you're a teacher or administrator, discuss it within your school because it offers ideas as well, which we'll get to shortly. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as absenteeism, how much of an impact does it have? I mean, obviously, if you're not there learning, you're missing out. But when it comes to testing, is there any concrete evidence showing that there's a negative impact on test scores, for example, with chronic absenteeism?
Yes. New Jersey actually did some research similar to national research on the impact of absenteeism on test scores. And what they found is that children who had three or more days absent in the month before the standardized test did worse than students who were in school. So it does have an immediate impact just looking at test scores.
Pulled up the report here. I'll jump real fast. I just took three counties at random with some breakdowns just to show you the geographic degree by which some of the districts are facing chronic absenteeism. For example, here's Sussex County. They have seven districts: Franklin Borough, Hamburg, Borough Newton, Sandyston Walpack, Sussex Votech, Vernon, and Walk Hill Valley, with being 10% or more of the students chronically absent. With the unfortunate leader of the pack, percentage of total K through 12 students chronically absent was Walk Hill Valley, 20% of the student body. That's a frightening number, Cecilia.
Yes, it is. I think this is a high percentage. Again, when we're talking about 10% as the definition of chronic absenteeism, this is double the absences. So you're talking about 36 days a year.
And from the 11th and 12th graders for Vernon Township, for Sussex County Votech, 31% for that school. And if you jump over to, let's go over to Middlesex County, they're not doing too shabby. Three school districts with 10% or more: Middlesex County Votech, South Amboy City, and South River Borough. I'm noticing a trend. Are Votechs a specific point of trouble, or is that just those two counties?
Well, you know, I think you'll see some similar patterns in other counties. I think that's a different story. You know, again, looking at 11th and 12th graders, I think the reasons may be a little different and the solutions may be a little different, too. So I think it's certainly worth looking more directly at that, especially in those counties where it's the Votech schools and the high schools that have the highest levels.
Wrapping up our time is Cecilia Zocchin, Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, with the report Showing Up Matters, the State of Chronic Absenteeism in New Jersey, which you can download and read at acnj.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So we obviously see there's a problem. Is there a solution then? Is there a solution that's been put into place that is actually working? You mentioned about the raincoats and everything, but, you know, fine, if we have a rainy season, that's a great thing. But if we're having a nice high and dry period, what's a school district to do?
Well, it's been very exciting to look at districts who have taken this problem on, because there are solutions. They're not difficult. They're rather simple solutions, and they don't cost money. How often do we find that, right? So in both Woodbine and Patterson, where we took a specific look, what worked for them is to begin to send the message early on that school was important, attendance was expected. You know, right at the beginning of the year, and right at the beginning of school, kindergarten on, that this is important. The expectation is for kids to be in school. But they did it, I think, in a helpful and supportive way rather than a punitive way. So, as I mentioned, Woodbine addressed the issue of the rain gear. In Patterson, they set up a system of encouragement where they assigned school staff, when they identified kids who were absent frequently, to reach out to those families to try and figure out what the issue was, to encourage the family to bring the child to school, and to let the child know that when they were not in school, they were missed. So if a child was absent, someone would say, you know, we missed you yesterday. What happened? Set up a little competition in classes that had the highest attendance rates. So students were also talking about the importance of being in school. This idea of sending the message early and often is very important.
Interesting report with a lot of surprising causes and, fortunately, a lot of possible solutions that hopefully school districts, which I mentioned here, and there are, as I said, 177 school districts in New Jersey with a chronic absenteeism rate. Hopefully they'll find the answers sooner versus later in Showing Up Matters, the State of Chronic Absenteeism in New Jersey, released by Advocates for Children of New Jersey. We've been talking this morning with their executive director, Cecilia Zocchin. Cecilia, thanks as always for being here.